29th of May at 11 o'clock. Check out the website. There's loads to do in and around Brentwood and Billericay.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Right, just coming up to 11.16, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. And I'm joined, I've got a plethora of guests in the studio today. And joining me next is Jan Lessons from St Francis Hospice, who is here to talk about Dying Matters Week, which is taking place from today, 12th of May, right the way through to the 18th. So thanks for coming in today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
The first time on radio.
It is.
Are you feeling relaxed?
I am. You're being very gentle with me.
And now we're going to be talking about a serious subject because, you know, and we do cover this subject quite a bit on local radio as well. We're talking about Dying Matters Week. But before we do that, Jan, can you tell us a little bit about your role at St Francis Hospice?
Yeah, of course. Well, I work for St Francis Hospice in the support services team. And I'm also part of the team that's involved in coordinating the Dying Matters event that I'm here to talk about.
Yeah. Also, with the work of St Francis, it's not just at St Francis Hospice. You can tell us a little bit about that, but you actually working in the community as well. So, you can give if people don't know who St Francis Hospice are, can you give us some?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yes. Oh, excuse me.
That's okay.
St Francis Hospice, we cater for any adults from the boroughs of Havering, Redbridge, Barking and Dagenham, and Brentwood who have a life-limiting illness. All the care is provided free, and patients of any background or faith can be referred to our services by their GPs or their hospitals. Most of the patients we look after, we do so actually in their own homes, although we do also have a 19-bed inpatient unit at the hospice in Havering. St Francis Hospice is an independent local charity. Only about one-third of the annual running costs are met by the NHS. The rest, which actually is more than, well, £6.5 million last year, we have to raise from the local community, who are wonderful, through our shops, fundraising events and things like legacies and people giving in memory of loved ones.
And it is, as you know, we have talked about this before, it's £6.5 million to keep St Francis. And it's not until the thing is with the hospice, it's not until you need it, that you're obviously, as a family, whether it's yourself or it's a family member, you realise how important hospice is, because the level of care, and I've said this before because you know I've got personal experience with my sister, the level of care at St Francis Hospice is second to none. And if you were going to go anywhere to spend your last few weeks or few hours of being here in an atmosphere that is warm, caring, respectful, you'd rather be in a hospice than you would in a hospital, because the level of care and the treatment that they can give you as pain relief and everything else is amazing. And people volunteer at St Francis as well. And if you want to get involved, you can go to the website. I'm going to give you the details for the website, which is all the W's, sfh.org.uk, if you do want to get involved. Now, we're here to talk about Dying Matters Week. It's an annual event, and this year it's taking place from today right the way through to the 18th of May. So what is Dying Matters Week?
Well, Dying Matters is a nationwide coalition that involves hospices, care homes, solicitors, funeral directors and other organisations. And it was set up to support people in being able to talk about death and dying and make plans so that they can live well and die well. Because as you know, as a nation, we really don't like talking about death and dying. It is such a taboo subject.
Well, the gentleman who was in before is actually a neurosurgeon, and he was saying we all like to, men in particular, like to think they're immortal. But we all do, don't we?
We do.
We think, well, we'll be the exception to the rule, but no, you won't.
No, and the fact is we are all going to die. What we just don't know is when.
Yeah.
And actually, nearly two-thirds of us would prefer to die at home, yet of the 500,000 people who die each year in England, 53% die in hospital.
Yeah.
And about 60% of the population haven't written a will. And also only a quarter of men and just over one in three women across England have told anyone about the funeral arrangements they would like. And the thing is, a lack of conversation is perhaps the most important reason why people's wishes go ignored or unfulfilled. And this week is an opportunity for people to pick up literature and talk about those difficult issues. We do only get one opportunity to have our dying wishes met, which is why it is vital for people to talk about it and plan and make arrangements for the end of life. And then once that's done, people can relax, sit back and just enjoy life to the full. So we at the hospice are proud to be supporting Dying Matters Awareness Week, which, as you say, runs from today through to the 18th. During the Awareness Week and beyond, we want people to make plans for their future and talk to loved ones about any wishes they might have for the type of funeral they want or care that they'd like at the end of their lives. The coalition has a different theme each year, and the theme of the fifth, this is the fifth Dying Matters Awareness Week, and it's called Dying Matters, You Only Die Once.
Yep.
And it's aimed at providing practical steps to live and die well. So during the week, people will have the opportunity to, like I say, it's to live well as die well. So you could make a bucket list of things that you'd like to do and experience before you die, because as you say, we're not immortal. Write your will if you don't have one, or record your funeral wishes, and talk to your loved ones about your future care and plans. So the key features of the week, well, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, Tuesday evening, we have an evening of musical delight. Our concert, the Dying Matters concert, which I'm delighted to say you're appearing.
Yes, come and see me. I shall be singing away.
And that starts at 6 o'clock, and it also features, as well as yourself, our own hospice choir.
Wonderful.
It's an event really not to be missed. It's being held in our education centre, and for those of you who don't know, the hospice is in Havering Attibow, which is set in beautiful grounds.
Yep.
The tickets are £3 and include food and refreshments, so please come along. You can get the tickets by ringing 01708 758 646, or you can email our education centre, education@sfh.org.uk.
And can you just turn up on the day as well and pay?
You can turn up on the day and pay. We prefer people to pre-book, because obviously we're sorting out the catering as we speak. And on, well, every day this week, from Monday to Friday, at Queen's Hospital and King George's Hospital, we have information stands with staff available at Queen's Hospital, again, to be able to talk to people and give out information. On Wednesday, we have an information stand at Brentwood Community Hospital all day, and again, people can talk to the staff there and take information away with them. And then Thursday, the 15th of May, in our education centre, again at the hospice, we have Poppy's funerals coming along, and they're talking about alternative funerals. That it's funerals where you can hold a family-led funeral ceremony, which can then more perhaps truly reflect their loved ones' lives. And we also have Havering Borough Council coming along on the Thursday, so people can find out about how to register a death or cremation, burial, memorial options. And also, actually, something I didn't know, but Havering Borough Council can conduct deathbed marriages. So there's lots more that goes on than people realise.
Yeah.
So to learn more about St Francis Hospice and the services we provide, and obviously also about the Dying Matters Week, people can visit the website sfh.org.uk, or, as I say, call 01708 758 646 where they can buy their tickets. For anyone who's interested in knowing a lot more about the Dying Matters Coalition, they can visit the website dyingmatters.org, where there's a lot more information.
Will you be coming back? I think you must come back. You've done fantastically. First,
well,
on the radio.
Thank you, Michelle. No, it's been an absolute pleasure. And like you, I'm passionate about the hospice, because the work they do there is absolutely wonderful. So,
yeah. And as I said, sometimes you don't realise these places until you need them. And when you need them, then you. And also misconceptions about the hospice as well. You know, I don't know what it is. I think when you first think hospice, and you think you're going to walk into someone, it's all going to be like, and they're not. You walk in, and this sense of kind of, well, life. It really is. You hear people laughing. You hear people talking. There's families there. There are people smiling. It's not what you expect. And if you know anybody at the moment that is ill in hospital, and you get offered to go to the hospice as part of the end of life, you know, care plan, always take it, because the level of care is second to none.
And I think actually the hospice is a good example of when people are at the end of their lives or dealing with life limiting illnesses, it really puts life into perspective for them and their families. And then life becomes much more real, and people realize, you know, that we're not here forever, and that it is really important to be able to have those conversations before you get to that stage, and so that you can really make the most of life.
Yeah, I said to my family, I said, don't spend a lot of money because I haven't got a lot of money and I want it burnt with me. And or otherwise, just put me in a basket and shove me down the A127 or something.
Or we'd be very happy to receive it at the hospice.
Yes, yeah, no, I haven't got any money to burn with me. I always say burn everything with me. But yeah, I've done my will. I did it years and years and years ago. And it's one of these things you go, oh, they said, do you want to be cremated or buried? I said, well, at the moment, I'm quite happy sitting in this chair. And yes, she did laugh. But I did it. Thanks very much, Jan.
Thank you very much.
Dying Matters Week, and check out the website, all the W's, sfh.org.uk.